Thank you. Right. Thank you. Thank you. Passed the audition, David, so that's terrific. Let me ask you a quick question here about the album, the new one, which I'm holding up here. By the way, the artwork on this is beautiful, and I understand you're the man responsible for this, huh?
I did it at home.
Yeah, this is very nice. It's actually quite lovely. Now, you also have another version of the same album, right? All right, explain this one for us, David.
The artist Robert Rauschenberg did it.
Yes. Now, this is a limited edition collector's item.
It's limited, but it's a fairly fair-sized number.
Uh-huh.
I think 50,000.
Yeah. Well, but they'll go pretty quickly. Now, this one's a little extra dough, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. why are there two versions of the record?
Because we couldn't charge everybody the extra money.
Uh-huh. So, you mean if you thought you could get away with it, they'd all be this baby right here?
Yeah, if we could have sold that for the same price.
Yeah, this is, this is an amazing thing to have, and this will go pretty quickly. Only 50,000 of those, and the other one in general release, a little cheaper also. Talking in, speaking in tongues, what does that refer to?
It's when people go into trances, they garble in a strange language.
Have you witnessed that?
Yep.
Who did this, that you...
I've seen it in movies. But I've seen it in face to face as well.
Uh-huh. Like who face to face?
I don't know her name.
Some kind of a trance, and
she was a woman in church.
Mm-hmm.
In a church.
Yeah.
And she was talking in a fairly excited tone of voice. And then all of a sudden these phrases came out that were
like what?
I don't miss me, I don't miss me.
Mm-hmm. And you have sort of adopted that on this album, haven't you?
Yeah, I think my words that much sense.
You know, I was listening to this record, and I was also reading along, following along the liner notes, and I spent the better part of the afternoon being confused. But what you're saying is, the words in this particular instance don't mean anything, do they?
Well, they do, But not if you try and figure them out.
Yeah. Well, that was my mistake, see? You wrote the lyrics. You originally just started out with sounds. I mean...
Yeah. Yep.
And then substituted words?
Yeah. I originally sang nonsense.
Uh-huh.
And made words to fit that. It worked out all right.
And it's probably easier that way, too, isn't it, than writing actual, real story kind of lyrics?
I don't know if it is or not. Some people are really good at writing little stories.
Yeah.
I don't find that as easy.
Yeah. You must be pretty thrilled with the success that you guys continue to generate, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good job.
Yeah, it's a nice job. What would you be doing in your spare time if you were if you had any?
Oh, doing something else, making movies or making pictures.
But that also is work.
Oh, that's not spare time.
Yeah.
Going to movies.
All right, I'll accept that. And you guys are going to be back to do another song from the new album, right?
No, an oldie.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. David Byrne, Talking Heads, we'll be right back. We have to go away here. The show will continue. Don't worry about nothing. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, here once again, Talking Heads and E. Zimbra.